turning to the Orphan Mentality Podcast. And today, you will listen to Danida Ogandaga. She will guide you into freedom from abusive relationships and emotional hurts. So please, join us today in this timely broadcast. Darcy Ogandaga. I'm Danida's husband, and today I'm a guest speaker on our show, Orphan No More podcast, and we are very, very pleased with all the welcome we receive from all five different continents, people in South America, and in Europe, in Africa, and in Asia, and even in Australia. So we just want to thank you. Thank everybody who tuned in to Orphan No More and to listen to us week after week and download this podcast, and we just feel blessed. Today, people say like, why? Where is Danida? Danida, she's fine. We are talking about this podcast this week, and I really ask her to be the guest speaker of this week because there is something happened on earlier this week, and I believe where people need another perspective from a man. I don't know if you all watch Steve Harvey on Oprah and on Tyra Banks show when he was talking about his book Think Like a Man and Act Like a Lady. I really believe that first of all, before I start saying anything, I believe that what Steve Harvey is doing is great. It takes a huge step to talk about, to talk to the ladies in general in the way our man thinks in certain situations. But I was very disturbed by some of his comments, and I want to really bring my perspective. I talked to a few people from different background all week long about this show and about his book, and a lot of men were very offended by some of his comments like he made, and some of ideas he was sharing of how a man thinks. And the problem is he wasn't representing most of the men, including myself. I don't think that I think like that. So I said, please, baby, can I just be your guest speaker so I can talk to all our people worldwide and people in America to let them know really how men think, not like how they think in general, but give my opinion of how some things, you know, supposed to be done. I mean, it was some comment like, I want to go straight to the point where he said that most of all, like a man who loves his mom or treats his mom right will never be acting bad towards you, ladies. And I believe this thing is false, because I remember myself, I can talk about myself back in the days where when I used to go to the club and all those places, or to the mall, hang out with friends. I wasn't going out looking for my mom. I was going out to have fun. So, in my mind, my mom, and when I go out in a club or in a sport bar or in the mall or out with friends, when I see a lady, I don't think about, this is, she just looks like my mom. There's nothing to do with that. Or she just looks like my sister. There's something totally different. So I believe this statement about, yes, if you find a man who loves his mama, he's going to treat you right. That's not right. I don't think that this is going to put you in the right track to have a good date or a good boyfriend or even a good husband. I believe it really depends on the type of discussion you're going to have with that man And it really depends on his background. It really depends on your background. So there's a lot of stuff need to happen and to come in place to make sure that you're going to have a great relationship. I believe you never want to assume nothing. I believe that's one of the baddest words out there, the word assuming. If you break it down, it's like when you assume something, you make an ass of you and me. I mean, it's not a curse word, nothing like that. That's really what it is. So I really want to talk to ladies about also the other thing about don't go with a man on the first night. I really believe that some people never heard that before, but you should know wrong from right. I mean, there's some things you should know. It's like somebody come to you and tell you, you know what, you're not supposed to steal. I mean, it should be in you. You need to have some dignity about yourself. And again, it depends, because I heard a lot of stories with people who said that they have an encounter with a woman the first night they met, and they really live happy all their life. So again, everything depends on what's going on exactly, how do you meet, what is the background, what the person trying to do, and we really need to make the difference and not just give some advice with no substance. And again, it was another comment made by Banks Show, what he said, like, men love shiny things, they don't care if it's fake, they just look at the shiny things. I mean, come on. I mean, as a man, I'm going to talk about myself and some of the friends and family members that I know. We don't just look at a woman and see some shiny things and go after her and say, like, wow, she might be great. She might be a very, very great woman because she has some shiny things on. Come on. So some of those comments wasn't right at all. And again, I don't try to bring Steve Harvey down, nothing like that. I just want to add some substance about some advice, you know, he was, you know, giving to ladies. And ladies, please, just respect yourself, love yourself, and I don't think that you need to think like a man and act like a lady. I believe you need to think like a lady and act like a lady and love yourself. And really, I really want you to put your standard very, very high. And when you talk to a man, whatever he's trying to tell you, you need to know for yourself. First of all, first thing, what type of man do you want? I believe you need to start at that point. You might want a man who works in a certain industry or who has a certain background. So if you already know what do you want, it's going to be easier for you to make your choice. But if you don't have a vision about where you're going into your life, you know, in your life, it's going to be very hard for you to find the man who's going to fit you to go into your purpose or your future. So I believe you really need to think about all these kind of things and really reevaluate all that, and even, you know, the date, 90 days, all these kind of things. I don't believe there is a set standard for a relationship. I said, like, before you try to describe a situation or to start a relationship, everything starts with a great communication, a great conversation. So you need to always talk with your potential mate or your potential date, and to make sure, like, you all see the things in the same direction. Might not be the same perspective because of different background, and he's a man, you're a woman, but to make sure that the person's going towards where you try to go. And you determine, you know, how long you're going to date the person. It can be a month, it can be a year, it can be 2 years. But it really depends on you and the other individual. And to when you come together and you talk about what you're about to expect, you know, if you want to date that person first, and if you want to just have a serious relationship, or even if you think about marriage. I believe there's different stages in a relationship before you start talking about okay, I'm not going to give cookies to talk like him before the 90 days. Some people, you know, you can wait 90 days. You can even wait 2 years. But it doesn't mean because you wait 2 years or 5 years that the relationship is going to be good. I believe the key is communication. And ladies, you know, always, you know, listen to what your potential date is talking about. Try to meet his friends, try to meet his family, and to really see what type of background, you know, he has, and what is his ideas about women, and how he treats women in general. I mean, do your own research, do your own investigation, and you should not be very influenced when a man, for example, meet you in a mall, say, "Oh, lady, you hot." What hot mean? Means like you warm. I mean, are you sexy? I mean, you need to make the difference. You always want to look for a man who's gonna compliment you about a combination of things. So he's gonna compliment you about your body, about your character, and the way you carry yourself. But you never want a man always, when he talk, you know, about you or related to you, is about your physical appearance. Even if the physical appearance is very important, you want that man to see you in a different light. So he can see, like, you know what, you're very beautiful. You're sexy and you're smart. You know, things like that, not just like to look for the person who's just looking straight at you, at your body, and want just to come after your body. Because after the sexual act, even if you wait until you get married, and if it's always compliment you about your physical appearance, marriage or relationship is not going to last, because you don't leave your relationship based on what's going on in the bedroom, even if that part is very important. So ladies, again, it's really about the way you present yourself, the way you love yourself. I understand, like, some of the ladies out there, you never have your daddy, maybe, or brother, or somebody who can talk to you. And that's why, you know, our podcast is out of compassion. When I was watching the show, I said, wow, there's some, especially, I believe it was a lady, she's 53 years old, and she didn't know that if a man buy you a drink or give you some gift, it doesn't mean that you have to sleep with that man because he was nice with you, he buy you things. I mean, in the first place, you never force him for him to buy you things, because he was willing to spend some money on you, doesn't mean that you have to return the favor by giving your body. And I believe there's a lot of nice ladies out there who has a lot of potential, very smart, but I just want you to have in your mind, like, you're very valuable. You're like a diamond. And you know, when you go to a jewelry store, various different type of jewelry. There's a jewelry that you can see in the front window with price on it, and there's some over diamond in the back of the store, where you need to ask the clerk to go in the back, and when you describe the type of jewelry you want, now they say, you know what, let me bring you into the back room, and according to the description of what you're looking for, just not in the appearance, but in the background, where the jewelry was made, who designed the jewelry. Now they say, you know what, sir, I want you to bring you in the back door, because we have specific diamond, very expensive, in the back, but you need to come in the back, and then I can show it to you. And I believe most of the women, they have like this precious gift that you cannot just come and say, I want that, and put the price on the table and just give it to you. You need to talk a little bit more. You need to reveal yourself. You need to reveal what you're looking for, what you need this diamond for. And according to that, now they're going to direct you to the right diamond. And I believe every lady all around the world, I know we have people in Japan listening to this podcast, in Gabon, in Australia, in Italy, in France, in Brazil, in Mexico, and all across America, and even in Canada, listening to this podcast. And I want you to know, ladies, you are very valuable. So don't never sell yourself short for any guy. I don't care what he look like. I don't care how much money he has. But I really want you to take your time and to really investigate before you go to any relationship. Even if you talk with a guy between 2 and 3 days, there's some question you need to ask. And, you know, some lady was telling me, but Darcy, you don't understand. There's some guys, they are great liars. Yes, people lies. I know you will not be able to find out everything, but at least ask specific question. Ask any guy, first of all, what is your vision? Or what are you going to do in the next 5 years? And you can see by the type of answer is going to give it to you if you're going to have security to go with that guy. Because I know security is something very important and stability for women, but how you can think you're going to be stable if you don't know where the guy you meet, where he's going? Somebody say, well, yeah, Darcy, but you know what? I just want to spend maybe a few months with him. But you know what? You never know how a few months can turn into a few years, and then you know, that guy for a number of years with children, and he never proposed to you to marry you, and all these kind of things, and you look back 20 years back, say, oh my God, I should not listen to that guy. So again, I really want to emphasize on ladies, make the conversation, don't sell yourself short, don't just take compliment about your body, just make sure it gives you a three-dimensional compliment. It means I can talk about your body, your character, and the way you carry yourself. So if any man cannot give you this type of mix of compliment, I don't believe he's a right candidate for you, because I believe you're a very precious gift. So ladies, my wife and I, you know, we love everybody who listens to this podcast, and I hope you're going to be able to share that with your friends. And feel free to, you know, send me some questions. My email is darcyogandaga@yahoo.com. darcyogandaga@yahoo.com. So you can send me some questions if you have some question about a guy you're dating right now, or somebody you've been in for a few years. And, you know, I will be very happy to help you and to share some insight. But I don't want you to just think about because you're going to have some nice shining things, or because you just met somebody who loves his mama, that here we go, I find the man of my life. Please, 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 please investigate some more, wait a little bit more, go deeper in the conversation, and don't be so quick to settle down for any man. Just make sure that you know what you want, and you don't be afraid, and don't think like, oh my God, I've been single for all these years, are you gonna look for, you know, look after me? No, I mean, or maybe I'm not beautiful enough, or my body is not nice enough. There's at least 4 guys out there who are looking for you. But maybe you're going to the wrong place, or maybe you carry yourself in a different light, so you attract this type of wrong guys. But I'm telling you, everybody got more than enough potential to find the right man for their life. Okay? So ladies, remember, you're a beautiful diamond being custom made by God. So never, never, ever think that you have to sell yourself short. I love you, and I will talk to you another time. Thank you so much. If you want more information about Danida Ogandaga and our book club, you can reach her at danidaogandaga@hotmail.com. Danida Ogandaga, DanitaOgandaga@hotmail.com. And if you are in Atlanta, you can come and assist to our Esther Day Book Club at 6 p.m. every first Sunday of the month at Barnes & Noble's in Fayetteville, Georgia. Thank you so much for your love and support.